advisor to Donald Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, who has since been disbarred and sent to federal prison for perjury. And Costello told the grand jury that Michael Cohen is a serial liar that had actually gotten the $130,000 to pay Stormy Daniels from a home equity loan, better known as a HELOC, meaning the money didn't even come from Donald Trump. Then D.A. Bragg panicked and said he had one more crucial witness to hear from. But that was supposed to be yesterday. But mysteriously, the grand jury was told nobody would be coming, but maybe tomorrow. Inside of Bragg's office, we're told there is complete chaos, infighting, battling over what to do now. I mean, they let all the orange man bad faithful to begin gyrating in anticipation of the heavenly perp walk, the celebrations in the streets. The end of President Donald Trump was at hand, they were led to believe. But there goes Charlie Brown sailing through the air again. And then yesterday afternoon, another bombshell rocks the entire flimsy case when a letter from 2018 that had been hidden rose to the surface for all to see. A letter written to the Federal Elections Commission by Stephen Ryan, an attorney for Michael Cohen. In the letter, Ryan spelled out that the money given to Stormy Daniels was a private transaction between Cohen and Daniels and explained clearly on February the 8th, 2018, that Donald Trump was neither a party to the transaction or had any knowledge of the transaction, and further explained that Trump never reimbursed Cohen for the $130,000. The letter concluded that any complaint involving Donald Trump should accordingly be dismissed. That was more than 5 years ago. And yet, for some reason, we are yet to understand, Alvin Bragg failed to mention that key piece of evidence to anyone. Thud! Charlie Brown hits the ground again. Can you please mail some Kleenex to the kids at the Atlantic? The Washington Post. Don't forget little Chucky Todd. He'll need a few boxes, too. He will. Chucky Todd's going to need a few boxes. Here, let's do this. The fantasies of indicting Donald Trump go back years and years and years. I want to remind you of some of it, all right? Just for fun. Here it is.
58 House Democrats have recently voted to advance articles of impeachment.
Impeach him first and then indict him.
Yes, the president, a sitting president, can be indicted.
Even if the president were to somehow find some way to terminate Mueller, the indictments would continue to grind.
You could impeach anybody on anything. You can try and indict.
He is not functioning as the president of the United States. Frankly, if he ever gets indicted, he'll have insanity as a defense, I suppose, from a criminal charge. But it's hardly, you know, this is a serious matter.
You're starting to hear people talk about the possibility that Donald Trump leaves office in 2 years and then finds himself in the crosshairs of these New York prosecutors. This sitting president can and should be indicted.
President, there for sure is more than likely going to serve some jail time.
It's clear that Trump is the target and he'll be indicted eventually.
On the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him.
Now there is talk of jail time for the president.
That Mueller could indict the president for obstruction of justice.
Donald Trump should be indicted for calling a cooperating witness a rat.
He should have been indicted.
A sitting president can be indicted by the Justice Department.
Why aren't we at the target, Trump, having committed crimes to get the presidency? So why aren't we at an indictment yet?
I think there's generally consensus the president has probably committed indictable crimes.
It's very strongly in favor of indicting the president when he is out of office.
That there may be enough evidence to indict Trump.
Is Donald Trump going to be indicted?
Maybe it'll happen. Maybe he'll go to prison.
Will he ever see the inside of a prison cell?
DA could get a ham sandwich indicted. Hey, listen. Trump's the Big Mac.
Even if Donald Trump himself is not ever indicted, there is another way that prosecutors can actually indict the entire Trump org.
We hope that the Attorney General sees the importance of moving ahead with this indictment, moving ahead with locking Steve Bannon up.
The whole enchilada, the whole company, indicted by next week.
Why not pursue it and see what happens?
Merrick Garland, if you indict Trump, you'll be my person of the year. Yeah. Of the decade.
The only thing worse than indicting him would be not indicting him.
Would be folly not to indict them.
Donald Trump is an ordinary citizen and is committing crimes right now.
I like the idea of Mark Meadows going to jail for the rest of his life, but I still think that the committee has laid out that the person on top of all of this, in charge of all of this, doing all of this, was Donald Trump.
Think now for him not to indict.
frankly, would cause this country more harm than even if he indicts and there's a hung jury or not a successful conviction.
I think there should be no case in which they wouldn't indict.
I don't think we should be treating him the way other ex-presidents were treated.
I think the extent of what Donald Trump's done is so egregious that no attorney general, no fair-minded attorney general would have any choice.
According to The Atlantic, Garland is preparing to indict Trump despite moving at the cautious pace of an institutionalist.
The only reasons Trump hasn't been indicted by now is because he's a former president and because he has handpicked judges on his side.
Accountability for some people means that we get a pound of flesh from Donald Trump and that he ends up behind bars.
Don't you think it's about time for special counsel Jack Smith to just indict Trump?
And would such a move take Trump off the campaign trail?
Is this the charge you would want him to be indicted on? Would a January 6th DOJ indictment or, say, a Georgia election interference charge carry more weight?
Tissue for the Democrats? Tissue, anyone? It's got to be rough over at MSNBC today. It's CNN. I mean, my golly. The perp walk. It was going to be precious. Sorry. No case. Again. Nice work, Charlie Brown. Way to kick that football. It's got to be embarrassing to be that wrong. That wrong that often. Oh, it's got to hurt. Oof. Donald Trump, by the way, continues to lead the field for the Republican nomination to be president of the United States again. Good luck, Joe. And please, Joe, run. Please. I'll take a break and be right back.